May I?
Can I give you a lift?
What if he's going towards his house, and you think he's probably going home, and it's on the way to your house, would you say anything different?
Well, you'd say, won't you come on home with me, over with me?
And what if, say you're at a meeting someplace, and you know that one of the people there didn't have a car, and he's going to need a way to get home, and you wanted to offer him, what would you say?
I'll take you home.
What if it's, say, a boy and a girl at a party? Would they say the same thing, or the boy wants to take her home, what would he say?
I'll take you home.
Say the same thing? When you've been fishing and you get back and you're getting your boat out of the water, tie a rope to the bow and do what?
And where you, we call it tying it up, tie the boat up to anchor something that's anchored.
What if you want to get it out of the water? You'd have to.
If it's any size, you have to have a boat lift.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a small one that you can...
A small one, well, you can take it out by hand. Like mine, I can take mine out by myself. I've just got a 14-foot aluminum boat. I can tote that wherever I want to take it.
How do you carry it?
I leave it at the river. I just put it up on the bluff, you know, up on the beach, like, you know, at high water mark.
Yeah.
Bring it up there and throw the anchor out. All the trouble with it you have, if you're going to go fishing on the low water, you've got to go and put it back in on the high water, where you've got a place like we've got down there full of raw shells, you know, between your high water and your low water mark, see. That'd soon cut the bottom out of a boat, pushing it over them, you know.
If you carried a heavy suitcase for a long distance, you might say, instead of saying, I carried it, what else might you say?
Well, I've towed it. I've heard this. I've towed the suitcase so far. I don't think that would be a proper word for it. I don't know. But
would that mean the same thing as carried, or would that mean that it was really heavy?
Yeah, it'd mean the same thing, I think.
So you might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so...
Very...
You might get burned, so...
You might get a sunstroke, or you might get sun blistered.
And what would you tell the child to keep him from touching?
Don't put your hands on that.
If you're working on something and you need a knife and you're all tied up, you don't have the knife with you, you might say to someone, go